We are now at the fourth of five consecutive Sundays where we are hearing the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John. First, 3 weeks ago, we heard about the feeding of the 5,000. A week later, we heard that we must seek food that does not perish and that Jesus himself is the bread of life. Last week, he promised that whoever eats this bread of life will live forever, and the bread that he will give is his flesh for the life of the world. And today he declares that his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink. Moreover, whoever eats Jesus' flesh and drinks his blood remains in him, and Jesus also remains in him. And the one who feeds on Jesus will have life because of him. He solemnly declares, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. And finally, next week, we will hear how this teaching was so roundly rejected by all but a very few. To my mind, these five readings are some of the most important we will hear in the entire three-year cycle, because it is in these readings that we hear this outpouring of divine revelation that is St. John's profound and unique discourse on the institution of Eucharist. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all set this institution in the background of the Last Supper, and their accounts are very similar and are concerned more with what was said and what was done at that first Eucharist than perhaps its theology. Not so John. John devotes an entire chapter to set forth the theology of Eucharist without ever mentioning the Last Supper. And from this tiny seed of teaching planted in the tiny town of Capernaum among a tiny handful of men, most of whom would utterly reject it, has spread through the ages and throughout the world and has been accepted and celebrated by billions of Catholics, Orthodox, and some Protestants for centuries. Sadly, there are signs that this may be changing. Since I came into this world in the mid-40s, in my brief 71 plus years, I have witnessed many changes in the world. Some good, some not so good. And all of the many changes I have seen, perhaps the most profound and the most awesome is the geometric increase in the various realms of scientific knowledge. It is positively mind-boggling. Yet with all this vast increase of scientific knowledge, with its immense potential for good, there seems to be, for many, a corresponding decrease in trust or even belief in the supernatural. Even Christ's ultimate gift of himself in Eucharist is relegated by many to the status of myth or fairy tale, to be believed only by the uneducated, the superstitious. It seems sometimes that as we have increased in knowledge, perhaps we have decreased in wisdom. Knowledge and science are, of course, wonderful gifts, and only in the absence of wisdom will they supplant faith. Yet, in ever-increasing numbers of people are being converted to the worship of a science unfettered by faith in God, and often unfettered even by ethics. If it cannot be detected with the senses or proven by formulas or human logic, it simply does not exist. And certainly Christ's real presence in Eucharist cannot be detected by the senses or proven empirically. Therefore, it too must not exist. Many Protestants, at or since the Reformation, have concluded that it is merely symbolic or that it just figuratively represents the body and blood of Christ. Even strict fundamentalists who insist on absolute literal interpretation of every single word in the Bible, like those Jews of Jesus' day, reject this very unambiguous teaching. Many Catholics, even some who attend weekly Mass, statistics tell us, either do not understand or do not believe what the Church has held from the beginning, that at the consecration of the Mass, the bread and wine are truly changed into the body and blood of Christ, and that it is exactly what he said it is, that he is truly present under the appearance of bread and wine. It does not represent, it is not symbolic, it is Christ. So why doesn't Jesus explain this teaching as he had so many times before, when other teachings were misunderstood? He doesn't explain his teaching because there is nothing to explain. There is only faith. Because we believe in Jesus, we believe his words are to be accepted without explanation. We simply believe it because he said it. To our world, this is foolishness to believe that Jesus can give us his flesh to eat. But the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. Therefore, do not be wise in your own estimation. Trust in Jesus. Believe the words of Jesus. Believe that the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist is the bread of life. And without it, you have no life in you. St. Paul chides us. Live not as foolish persons, but as wise. Wisdom invites us, saying, come, eat of my food and drink of my wine. I have mixed. Forsake the foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord.